Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we will be talking about making good choices. Our scripture today is coming from Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." We want to thank God for that reading of his word today. As our topic we'll be discussing once again is making good choices. What's involved in making good choices? There are seven things I want to bring to your attention that whenever you're faced with a decision, you need to consider. The first thing you need to consider is prayer. Pray that God will make his will clear to you. Whenever we're faced with a decision, we need to make sure that we want to do God's will in whatever we do. Sometimes people are faced with a job that may take them out of church service or take them out of the ministry of God. One must consider, is that a good decision? Remember, God does everything for our good and his glory. So pray that God makes his will clear to you in his life. Number two, you should explore all options and consider the possible consequences of each. Think of both immediate and short-term consequences, as well as long-term and future consequences. This requires some thought. Many a time people make decisions without really looking at the short-term versus the long-term. Where will I be in a couple of years if I make this decision? Yeah, you might get immediate gain, but what is the consequences of that gain down the road? In other words, you can pay me now or pay me later. So make sure that when you're thinking about these decisions, you understand the short-term versus the long-term consequences. And then number three, examine what God says in the Bible about those options. Eliminate any option that is contrary to his word. This required you knowing God's word. You should be in God's word to know that when an option is on the plate and it goes against God's word, well, the question is, how do you know it goes against God's word? Because you've read God's word and you studied it and you know that this option is contrary against God's word. Eliminate it. You know, the sad thing is that people will see, oh, you know, they want this thing so bad, they'll overlook God's word. You know, God, you know, yeah, it's not right, but whenever you use that word, you've done butted God out of your decision. If you've made up your mind, you're going to do what you want to do. But I hope that you do what Christ tells you to do. So that's very important that you eliminate anything that's contrary to God's word. Now we're going to pick this up next time as we're out of time once again, but as we continue this series, Making Good Choices, we pray that you pay attention and then in your life make good choices. God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.